Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Iman's death.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces during the week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attack.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Secretary Kerry also laid a wreath at Brussels Airport, one of two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government. Hossam Baghdad and Gamil Eid are banned from traveling abroad or assessing their assets until an April 20th hearing to determine if they receive funds illegally. This is VOA News. Iraq, and at least there, 29 people killed, 60 others wounded. It happened Friday. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a soccer stadium south of the capital. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around Baghdad. Also in Iraq, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protest if Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi does not enact government reforms to address corruption and cronyism within the government. Sadr's followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced back in February. Indonesian officials say Australia is not doing enough to help refugees in the Asia-Pacific region. That story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
It's been almost a year since hundreds of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh died in the Andaman Sea west of Thailand as they fled persecution. Thousands more ended up in Indonesia, where authorities say they've not been able to cope and believe Australia has been unwilling to help. At issue is Canberra's controversial closed borders policy called Operation Sovereign Borders, where Australian patrols tow or turn back asylum seeker vessels that approach its northern territorial waters. Passengers on migrant boats that manage to evade interception are transported to offshore processing camps run by Australia in Papua New Guinea and the tiny island of Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tens of thousands of Rolling Stone fans streamed into Havana's the Cuba sports complex for a free concert on Friday night. Stones arriving in Havana the day before and immediately told reporters that Mick Jagger did, that he and his bandmates were excited about being in Cuba.
Time changes everything, and so we're very pleased to be here, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show. We better get ready.
Yeah.
Let's set this together. I think it's great. We're very pleased to be here.
For many years, the Rolling Stones' music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. Earth is not the only planet in the solar system with northern lights, according to a new study. Jupiter, it turns out, has a similar phenomenon. Researchers say this is the first time that Jupiter's so-called aurora borealis has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.